This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvind Yabraj
and Christine Wong.
And on the show today, we've been asking you to get in touch with us to let us know about your thoughts on the digital billboards, the LED screens that you see around practically the whole of Klang Valley right now. I remember driving around town and from office to home or home to office or just going down to KL. They're everywhere. They're on every pillar.
Yeah, we can actually see one from here.
Like, yeah, actually more than one.
Yeah, more than one. You can see two or three from
it's
here.
It's like, where's Waldo? But it's like, where's the billboards?
Yeah, so we're asking you, is this a distraction or an attraction? Let us know your thoughts. Get in touch with us. It's 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We're also going to be talking about, can you live forever with special architecture? That will come after the break. And curing new manager imposter syndrome. That's a story that we have for you later on the show. And we're wrapping things up with Donald Trump is asking for 6G connection as soon as possible as well. So yeah, we don't even know what 5G is going to do, but he wants 6G. Anyways, before we get into those topics, let's talk about the earlier one that we, you know, asked you to get in touch with us to let us know your thoughts on the digital billboards, because they are, you know, the ones where you've seen it around, where they're promoting a new streaming provider or a new TV series that's coming up, or even a movie in the cinema. I've seen a lot of these, and they are attractive in the sense that it captures my attention, and I'll go like, oh cool, I gotta go and check out this TV series now, because it's on like seven billboards on my way to to office, right? And it's also has shown like how the technology has also moved so far forwards that you know, they're just so immersive now. Like, you can see some of these ads, they actually put like, you know, there's a human being coming out, you know, coming out of the screen, and or like the glass is shattering, and you just look, wow, this is really impressive. But these billboards, project infomercials, they appeal to the masses, but for many, the bright lights are a distraction. Now, if you look on today's Star newspaper, on the Star Metro section, they are talking about this as well. So, you know, they did a very good piece here. They're talking about people with disabilities, such as lights, such lights can trigger a reaction that is detrimental to their health. The concerns have been raised over the flashing and bright images from these videos can potentially trigger problems among those with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, and also epilepsy. The National Autism Society of Malaysia chairman Felina Faisal said that the digital billboards lights can be a negative impact with people with ASD. Also, you know, they interviewed one of the mother of you know, of this child who's going through autism and epileptic, said that she would actually distract her kid so that he does not see digital billboards when traveling to prevent triggers that may lead to seizures, and she's actually now had to, you know, arrange routes at night to stay clear of roads with these bright digital billboards. And this is like, you know, that's taking it to the extreme already, in the sense that these billboards can actually cause, you know, seizures to someone, when that's something quite risky. The Tamantun Dr. Ismail Residents Association chairman Abdul Hafiz Abdul Bakar, he said that digital billboards on the Jalan Damansara, especially those close to traffic lights, were a distraction to motorists. And these are the ones that we can actually see from our office here. And our office is quite a, you know, a mile away from this road, and we can actually see.
And we're not even that high up.
And we're not, we're only on like the fourth floor, but we can actually, you know, get a glimpse of it at night. And Section 14 Residents Association Chairman Selva Sugumaran, he says, suggested that the authorities should impose guidelines on the level of brightness allowed for such videos. He also said that the videos should be switched off after midnight. A Public Works Department JKR spokesman said that local councils were actually responsible for approving these electronic billboards. The spokesman said that it was the respective local council's responsibility to obtain feedback and draw up guidelines. The Petaling Jaya Mayor Datuk Muhammad Azizi Muhammad Zain said that he had received complaints over these digital billboards, and that the city council is still finalising guidelines on them. The Petaling Jaya City Council or MBBJ would in future request to see the contents before giving approvals for such videos. But you know what? I don't think that is enough. Just having, you know, the ability to just say, like, we see your videos first and then we'll approve it, that for me is not a good guideline that they should go about. I think they should have level of brightness that they should impose, and also stop after, you know, a certain hour. Like after midnight, it's a good hour.
Yeah, so I had this chat with a friend who used to work in the marketing department for a restaurant. I cannot say which one, but they wanted to advertise on one of these billboards. This was about 3 years ago, so they wanted to put their ads up. Back then, what they did was they said that they couldn't change the pictures within 5 seconds or 4 seconds or something like that. So you cannot change the visuals too fast. It has to follow like a beat. So every 3 seconds, the visual can change. It cannot have more than a certain amount of colors. It cannot have flashing lights, stuff like that. So I don't know what happened in the middle in the last 2 years for them to allow like full blown trailers and stuff to just play on these billboards. So I don't know how the guidelines changed, or I don't know if someone else changed the rules of who could put ads up. But I remember very clearly back then he was looking to put ads for this restaurant. It's a big restaurant, up on these billboards, and they didn't allow it because they said that they had to follow very strict guidelines. You could show slides, but the slides could only change once every 3 seconds. So meaning that if someone was on the road and they're speeding by, they wouldn't be able to see the thing change.
Right.
You know, because that would distract them from where they were supposed to be looking.
I mean, for me, I think regardless of the kind of speed or the motion of the images, for me, it's mainly the brightness of the screens themselves. Like, you know, when you think of these bright screens when, you know, let's say 10, 5 years ago even, it's kind of all relegated to one place. It's like a Times Square or like a Piccadilly Circus in London or maybe like kind of in KL itself, right? And nowadays they're everywhere. And so for me personally, you know, I have like pretty bad astigmatism. So whenever I see these screens, they come across kind of fuzzy to me, and that's distracting, right? And I can't imagine, I don't really drive that much as well, but if I were to start to drive regularly in the future, I can't imagine how distracted I would be because everything would just be super fuzzy all the time.
Yeah, the thing is though, like some of these ads, they lined up, you know, on like a stretch of road, and you find them like maybe seven pillars. They all seven have this LED billboards, and they are all promoting like a particular TV series that's going on. And each of them, they have like a different visuals, or like they're showing like different types of characters, but they move at the same time. And me as a driver, I tend to like just look at it for a long period of time just because I just want to see the entire thing. And then I realize, hang on a minute, I'm actually driving and I shouldn't be interested in all of these, but it is capturing too much of my attention. Now, I did a bit of a research and found there's a study done in Sweden that looks at these digital billboards, and it's called the Traffic Injury Prevention. It was just released last year. It concludes that digital billboards attract and hold the gazes of drivers for far longer than the threshold that previous studies have shown to be dangerous. The Swedish National Road and Transport Research Institute, and it's funded by the Swedish Transport Administration, found that drivers looked at digital billboards significantly longer than they did at other signs on the same stretch of road, with the digital signs often taking the driver's eyes off the road for more than 2 seconds. And that is why it's dangerous and, you know, causing accidents as well. And you know what? For me, I just trust the Scandinavians. Like, I just trust them way too much. That and if they were to do a study like this, and you know, and it's amazing that they actually have done a study on digital billboards on a particular road, and then they compare how many people, you know, how long do you spend on gazing on that billboard compared to a digital billboard and a normal billboard, and they do that kind of study. We should also probably do one here instead of just trying to come up with a guideline without, I think, you know, actually really going through a study to actually figure out like what is the best method to go about this.
I think last year in December, so MIROS, the Malaysian Institute of Road Safety, they were saying they're going to introduce guidelines. So I think they gave like an example. They said that if you take your eyes off the road for 5 seconds, and if you're going at 90 km, it means that you've taken your eyes off the road for the extent of a whole football field. So you're traveling across a football field, and for the entirety of the football field, you're not looking at the road. So that's how dangerous Angeles it is. No news of the guidelines after that or what happened to the guidelines. But I think, like for me personally, this is just like, I like the way it looks. I like the way it looks because I like the aesthetic of you know, having the things move and stuff. There's something about like neon lights and neon screens and all. But I never thought about any of these other safety things.
Right.
Most of the time I watch these be when I am on the way to work, when I used to drive. So it's on the LDP. Other times I've seen it on the federal, and those times I'm stuck in a jam. So I'm moving like 2 inches every hour. So there's nothing. You're sitting in the car. I'm like, okay, I just might as well watch the whole Bumblebee trailer. Why not? You know, and because I'm not moving, so I can see the entire thing before it changes. Then the car slowly inches forward and stuff. So it never occurred to me like how dangerous or how much it could affect other people.
Mm. It also affects businesses. You know, some businesses who are way too close. If you know, we see so many hotels that are in the shopping shop blocks areas, right? Mm. And a lot of these are also affected because they may be too close to a pillar that has a really bright billboard.
Yeah.
And then now a lot of these businesses, they have to invest in, you know, blacking out their windows in order for, you know, the lights to not seep in through. We've seen businesses being affected. We've seen, you know, people getting to accidents because of this, because in the middle of the night it suddenly flashes to you like, you know, hey, check out this new trailer, and you go like, what trailer? And then bang, you know, and that happens as well, right? So yeah, I get the point that, you know, it is attractive to a certain degree, but I think there is a place for these kind of digital billboards, and it's a place where I think for us MRT stops, because
MRT,
you know, not on the roads where you're driving, do it on the MRT roads.
Or even like, you know, do something similar where we do the same thing with like street lights, for example, like kind of time it so that maybe the brightness is a bit lower, you know, at night, so that it's not as stark a contrast between the darkness and the lightness.
Get in touch with us. Let us know what are your thoughts on this, and like, what kind of regulations would you like to see in place for this as well? Because they are, you know, MPPJ is talking about it. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before we actually should also get some feedback in, and then hopefully we will, you know, sort of send that feedback over and go like, this is what actually should be, instead of just saying that we will approve based on the content once we view the content, because I don't think that's the right kind of guideline.
Because how do you decide?
Yeah, it's too flashy, can't do it. But then what if it's just a bright white image that doesn't move? That's just way too bright for me still.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram, and we will talk about your feedback in just a moment. This is Mr. Brightside by Killers, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.